Well, now it's time for our monthly book review from Margaret Mills. And Margaret has been sitting here trying to make me laugh as I tried to struggle through doing some pronunciations there. And now I'm going to try and make her laugh. Go on.
No, never, never. You won't do it. I'm completely serious.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Now, Margaret, you've chosen a very different type of book this month, haven't you? It's not like light reading. It's kind of a reference book, isn't it? So tell me more.
It is. It's called Picture This, England's 100 Best Views. And it's by Simon Jenkins, who I believe is the chairman of the National Trust.
Amongst many other things, I believe.
Absolutely. And, he's written this book based on his opinion of the 100 best scenic views in the country. And
In England.
England, yes. And he's illustrated it with photographs and sketches and paintings. And it's more than just pictures, certainly. He gives a wide range of commentary about the views on social history, ecology, town planning, you name it, really. He's got a comment to make.
So do you think that the book comes up to the hype that the praise that was heaped on it by all the mainstream reviewers?
Well, I must say, on a personal level, I enjoyed it very much. I think he's done a good job, and it's a big task, really, because it's a bit like art, isn't it? It's subjective. Everyone will have their own ideas of the best views in England.
Now, you've just given away that it's not just photographs.
There's
portraits and art and all sorts of things.
Even quotations. He's quoted from Shakespeare where it's apt to illustrate something about the place that he's looking at. So, yeah.
You think it's the sort of book that you would quite like to add to your reference library?
I think so. And I think at this time of the year, you know, with summer holidays beginning to be a bit of a distant memory and the dark nights, it's quite nice to have a book like this.
Yeah.
And a reasonably priced book as well, because given the amount of illustrations in the book, you know, if it was a coffee table book, much bigger, it would, you know, obviously be much more pricey. But I think it's a nice book to look through at this time of the year and perhaps inspire you with some places that you might want to visit next year.
Right. Now, as I hinted, there are reviews from a lot of professional things like the Sunday Times and The Observer and people like this. And they were very, very full of praise. But some individuals have not been so complimentary. No. One went so far suggesting it was a mishmash of photographs and art reproductions, some quite splendid, and I did enjoy the variety of painting styles, but a few of the photographs, they say, seemed so bad that I wouldn't buy them as postcards. So what did you think?
Is that
not fair?
Difficult, because I and anyone who knows me would agree with me, I'm not the world's best photographer myself. But having said that, again, I think photographs will always be subjective.
Mm-hmm.
What some people think is a good angle, a good view that captures things, other people say, oh, this is dire. You know, perhaps to the purist photographer, some of them aren't quite so good. And certainly looking through the book, there were a few that I picked out that I didn't feel really did the place justice. But nevertheless, I think he's got a difficult task here. And I'm sure with exactly the same photographs that I might look at and say, oh, I'm not very keen on that one. Somebody else
must be very difficult to decide what you're going to...
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you put in? What do you leave out? And, I think some people will look at the photos and think, wonderful, that is exactly, if I'd have been taking this picture, the way I would have approached it.
Now, there were some other people who actually were a bit critical of the prose, which they felt was at once too little and too much.
Yes.
have written about each view, and their overall impression was of a book which had not had enough time spent on it. That's a bit damning, isn't it?
Well, it is, because, you know, not enough time spent on it. Does that mean that he should have taken more time and given more narrative?
Mm.
Because, again, where do you draw the line? You're never going to please everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to give a complete history of every place, for example, the village of Hebden Bridge in Yorkshire, Royal Crescent in Bath.
Mm.
So they're not all rural views.
No.
I will mention that as well. Then how big is the book going to end up?
Well,
It's going to be much larger. And I think, you know, maybe if you're round and about touring the country, you're going on holiday, are you going to want to cart round with you a huge coffee table-sized book?
No.
You know, this retails at what, $7.91-ish in Amazon, Waterstone, Smith.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, it comes down to what you want. I think there's enough about each place.
Mm.
That if there's a particular place you think, I'm interested in that, then you can do more research yourself.
Now, the 100 views, are the 100 views all photographs and the other bits and pieces are on top of that, or is it 100?
No, I would say it's 100 all in.
Yeah, right.
Admittedly,
right.
I didn't count all of them, but I'd say it is 100 all. I should have done. Absolutely. Slap my wrists.
Well, I will.
But no, I mean, again, the criticism is some of the illustrations don't really show the place off. Well, yeah, maybe there is something in that. But again, you know, very, very difficult to get an illustration that's going to please everyone.
Now, one of the things, one of the criticisms was that there were only 5 of the selected views of the East Midlands, Northamptonshire, Rutland, Leicestershire, Lincolnshire, etc. And of these, they were all from the Peak District. So do you think that there was too much just concentrated in particular areas?
I didn't notice that.
Right.
No, I mean, there's what you would expect, like the Lake District, the Peaks, and Yorkshire Moors, and so on, and certainly Bath.
Mm.
But no, I think it's really hard to pick views that are going to be of universal appeal to everybody. And, you know, it's a tough call deciding on what views to put in and what to leave out. I would have liked to have seen more on a purely personal level of Yorkshire.
Right.
But, hey, that's me. Somebody else, as you say, will say, well, what about Lincolnshire? What about Leicestershire? Mm-hmm. Not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Were there any shots of Essex?
No.
Disgraceful.
I know.
So overall, is this a book that you'd recommend, or is it one that might just sit on the shelf gathering dust after an initial browse?
Well, I would definitely browse it, and I think were I going to find myself in a certain area, I would go back to the book and see if there's anything in the vicinity that I could travel to see, and anything that caught my attention. Whether you would sit down and read it from cover to cover again, I doubt.
It doesn't have any maps in it, does it, showing where these places are?
No.
It's a bit of a shame.
No, the copy I had didn't, anyway.
Yeah. So, again, remind us what it's called and the sort of prices that are available.
It's called Picture This, England's 100 Best Views. It's by a gentleman called Simon Jenkins, and price for a paperback copy, round about $7.91.
And also it's available on Kindle as
It's also available on Kindle as well. Yeah, about £4.20 something on Kindle.
Fair enough.
I believe I saw it.
Well, it probably keeps changing anyway.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff. All right. Well, thanks for all that, Margaret. Have you decided on your subject for your next review?
I have. Now, this is going to be very difficult to remember the title and the author.
Right.
It's called The Secret Barrister, and it's written by the Secret Barrister
himself.
So, actually, I I've simplified that a bit. It's the book is actually fully titled The Secret Barrister, Stories of the Law and How It's Broken by the Secret Barrister.
Good stuff. All right. Well, that's going to be especially interesting as one of our legal contributors here, Brian Hughes from Sheffield-based solicitors Rayner Hughes. He's just put pen to paper. He's come out with a book called A Law Unto Myself, believe it or not. And he's going to be coming in at the end of this month to tell us all about his new brainchild. So we're certainly looking forward to that.
What a coincidence.
Isn't it just?
Great minds obviously do think alike.
Well, clearly they do. They do. All right. Well, we'll sort out a date for you to come in again and talk about the Secret Barrister. In the meantime, thanks very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.